you who are on the road must have a code that you can live by.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by.
All right, folks, welcome into another show of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. Today's show is titled Investing with Your Kids. I did a lot of homework on this show as far as what's going on with the generation that I'm a part of, the millennials, the generation behind the millennials. That's right, people in their 20s and their 30s, because it's important you understand them, right? Maybe you don't have kids, but if you have rental properties, you're renting to this demographic, and it's not easy. Let me just tell you that at first. It's not easy. It's tough. It requires work. And I'm going to say it again. I said it on another show. Dave Ramsey said, if you think your tenant's just going to pay your rent and everything's going to be hunky-dory, don't be a landlord. It's not the business for you. It's tough. There's a lot of negotiating going on right now as far as getting people in. Vacancies are up. Interest rates are continuing to climb, right? We're seeing that, no doubt. And volatility, you know, on the national level and on the local level. And so, no doubt about it, Federal Reserve not going to decrease rates next year. And so things are getting tighter for people, right? And that's something you can't change. All you can control is what you're doing with your rental properties and what you're looking to buy. And if you don't have a rental property, how you can get into one with your kids, right? Because your kids could be your best asset for getting a rental property right now. And you need to pour into your kids or maybe grandkids and help them, because they are in a situation right now where they can either take a left in the road or a right, and it could be the destiny for the rest of their lives. Right now, you could be changing the trajectory of their lives, how they look at finances, their retirement, how they believe in giving back and being generous, because there's been a massive shift. There's no doubt spending is up. It's at record high. Credit cards delinquencies are up double what they were last year. And the Wall Street Journal did a piece. Americans are spending like there is no tomorrow. Spending is up 5.8% year over year. You look at a company like Ticketmaster, who does ticket sales for concerts and sporting events, they're up 18% year over year, right? And so the short-term needs are getting put far in front of the long-term needs. And what made the baby boomer generation so successful and the generation before them? The saving, the living below your means, preparing for retirement, right? Some of the greatest generations financially. And that's why they have their houses paid off, right? But the generation to follow is going, a majority of them, my short-term needs and my happiness is number uno, far in front of planning for the future or having a long-term environment. So this is something you can do with your kids to change their mindset going forward. Justin Hermes, if you have questions you want answered on the show, let me know. 719-232-1063. You can text that to 232-1063. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. So stick around, because when we come back, we're jumping in.
Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, so folks, we're back into it. I'm reading through this article, and it's so eye-opening because millennials are going, you know, well, let's just say people in their 20s and 30s, right? Let's just blanket that age group. They are saying, why would I buy a house if I'm renting for $2,000 less than it would cost for me to own the property, and I would need a $100,000 down payment, and I'm on the hook for all the maintenance. That's what's in the 20s to 30s mind right now, right? Here's a story out of this article where a 39-year-old sold their house. They took $120,000. They bought an RV, and they're traveling the world. Because they're saying, because of COVID and what happened and how fragile our lives are, we want the experiences now. We will not wait for them, okay? You also have a 26-year-old who was interviewed who said, we're not even putting retirement. We're not contributing to our 401ks. We are not looking at buying a home. Matter of fact, we don't even have an emergency fund because we are taking that money and going to fancy restaurants. We're doing experiences. This is hilarious. The guy says, my girlfriend having expensive designer handbags is a priority for her. I'm like going, this is some interesting stuff, right? And this gentleman is 26 years old. And he goes, we're not going to save. We are living for today. Very interesting, right? Because these are people actually, you know, they interviewed who had household income of around $90,000 to $130,000 joint income. College graduates here. And now they are shifting gears and going, why would I plan for retirement? Why would I buy real estate? And so how are your kids going to be? How are your grandkids going to be? Are they going to fall into the buying handbags and Rolexes to impress people that don't even care about them? Because this whole COVID mindset is this huge FOMO came into play, fear of missing out, and they have to have everything now, right? I talked about in the lead-in, baby boomers crushed it. Their parents lived through the depression, savers mentality, and they've done very, very well financially. And you also see here when they're interviewing people, and I can attest to this myself, is the social media has become such a big deal beyond what many of you maybe just have Facebook. It's Instagram, it's TikTok, it's Snapchat. I, a year ago, went off all social media. I don't have any social media. Jason and my company, he runs our Facebook business page, and he does whatever he likes with that. I'm not a big social media presence guy, even though they say it can lead to more business. I don't think it's great for me personally, not great mentally, right? And it didn't help me perform better when it came to my mental state of mind. And so being off social media for the last year has been tremendous. And, you know, I would never go back. But there's people here who the social media ranks so high up that they say, I have to let people know what I'm doing, and I have to be doing cool things and having cool stuff and traveling all these places so I can put on my social media. Literally, there's a company out there for private jets that lets you come on the private jet, take pictures, all this stuff so you can share it with your friends and not fly anywhere. And yes, they charge for this to let people know, hey, you're in a private jet. I mean, holy smokes, man, this is the world we live in. And your kids are getting pulled into this garbage. And your kids may now, you know, maybe your grandkid or your kid's 15 years old. And this is something that's 5-6 years down the road, buying a piece of property with them. But it can teach them the value of home ownership, can teach them the value of money, being generous. So many good qualities can be instilled in your kids through real estate. And it can help you as well, folks. I mean, overall, I'm going to dive in deeper into the next segment, but overall, looking at it from a bird's eye view, your kids and you can invest together, or your grandkids. And you may say, Justin, they don't have the down payment. Well, you could provide the down payment, and in turn, they're providing you an owner-occupied interest rate because Fannie Freddie, like 4 months ago, raised that margin on investment properties like they did 10 months prior. And so it used to be, hey, the rate right now owner-occupy is, you know, 7%, but for an investment property, it is now 10%, when before it was a spread of about 1%, so it was 7-8. Now it's 7-10. They're pushing out the investors. They're okay with the big corporation investors like BlackRock, but they don't want people like you and me buying real estate, performing as entrepreneurs, and having capitalism in our eyes. So they're increasing that spread, and maybe there's some good in it too, where they're also helping people who need home ownership, you know, have less competition. But you could get an interest rate 3% better, which would lower your payment by $400-$500 a month on a $350,000 house, right? Because your son or daughter is going to move in to the property. And in turn, when you buy an investment property right now, you've put 20% down. There's a plethora of options for your children to do first-time homebuyer programs, the programs where you have little to no money down. I'll go into those in the next segment. There's obviously options for those who serve VA, no money down. And then we'll talk about in the next segment too, how do you break it up into a duplex, right? How do you do it as a single family home? Roommate situations. You may be sending your kid to college and you're going, how much are we going to pay for room and board over the next 4 years? And you know they're going to have friends who could rent rooms with them, right? These are all things that you have to start thinking about when you're investing with your kids, and then you can teach them the power of real estate. It can be something very fun, very valuable, right? Instead, I would bargain, you know, that 95% of the people listening to this right now who have kids, their kids are out renting somewhere else or have at one point in time to some other investor. So 95% of you are contributing to somebody else's retirement. You may not be directly, your kids are, but you could be building family wealth together. So it's great for you as the parent. You may have the money. They may have the ability to own or occupy, lower that barrier threshold to get in to where you don't have to have 20% down. But folks, hear me out. It's like I said, this is the time I said in the last show to prepare. You're planting the seeds, you're watering the crops, and it may be 2 to 3 years because I told you if you're doing a loan, it is very, very difficult. If you're doing cash, it's difficult. And if we're finding you a deal in this market, it's got to be 100K below what everything else is selling for to protect you because we're in a market that is declining. And I've told so many people who don't have the cash, who don't have the ability to be in a good position to purchase right now, sit on the sideline, go rent for the next year or two. As much as it kills me to say that and costs me money, that is the best thing for a majority of people. But there are people who have cash, like we did one the other week for the Park family. And they have cash and we got a great deal and they're not going to be in trouble when the market goes down because we got it for such a song and a dance. So yes, we're helping that person buy, but it's like 10% of our client base is in that position. The other 90% are not in that position. And right now is a time to play defense, protect your assets, sharpen your pencil when it comes to your game plan, your emergency fund, because there is going to be a storm. We're in it right now. And it's going to get tougher. And it's so sad for so many of those people who bought a year ago or even 6 months ago who were told buy now and you can refinance next year because the Fed is not going to, they just said it, not going to lower rates 2024, not happening. People are going, what? My lender said that they'd lower them in 2024 and I could just refinance and I can't afford this payment. Or I did a 2-1 buy down. They bought on speculation. And I tell you right now, my number one rule with people, do not buy on speculation. You buy the deal, it makes sense now. It cash flows now. You don't buy speculating. That's the stupidest thing you can do is speculate. And I will say, as much of a fan I am of Dave Ramsey, you can't agree with everything he says. He was on Fox and Friends this last week, and he was talking about how it's still a good time to buy for the average day consumer. And just remember, you can refinance. But also, you know, Dave is... he's got an agenda too with mortgage companies and investment companies. And, you know, I have to disagree with him on that. It should be said, it's not a blanket, it should be said, okay, it's not a great time for everyone to buy. There's certain individuals who can take advantage of this market and be in a position to buy, but it should be the opposite. For the majority of consumers, it is not a great time to purchase. The market is declining. Price cuts are everywhere. It might be a good time to sit on the sideline and watch and observe and beef up that safety fund because sellers are taking it in the shorts. And if you're thinking of selling, you may need to be to rent for the next 2 to 3 years and weather this storm. Otherwise, you're going to take a pretty darn good loss. Unbelievable when you look at the price cuts nationwide and in Colorado Springs. Price decrease, price decrease, price decrease. Open up your eyes, folks. Look at what the market is doing. It is changing, and now forced sellers are coming on the market with divorce or they can't refinance to get the money out, and it's a different tune for a lot of sellers. Okay, I'm going to go into how you prepare to have this conversation with your child, even if it's 2 to 3 years down the road, how you prepare for this, how you can save as a family, what certain loans you can do, how you can break the household up to be in a winning position. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. If you want to argue with me about the market declining, right, or you have input, I would love to hear from you because there's a lot of you out there who are investors or real estate agents who do listen to the show. I want to see what you're seeing in the market. I want to see if your vacancies are up on your rental properties, if you're seeing an issue in that segment as well. 719-232-1063, 232-1063. Text me over the break. We'd love to hear from you.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right.
All right, folks, talking with Matt over the break there. Matt said, you know, a lot of people, which is why a lot of people don't end up succeeding in real estate, they go, well, in a couple of years, we'll do a game plan and we'll work towards it. And, you know, it's 2 years out. And, you know, Matt said they got to be ready to pull the trigger in 2 years. That means you need to go out and get the gun, start loading it, and then you'll be ready to fire in 2 years. But if you haven't done that work, like Matt says, and you procrastinate like a majority of Americans do, then when the time's ready, you're, holy smokes, well, we haven't done any prep work, we haven't done our homework, and we're going to miss the opportunity. Yeah, their minds aren't there. And you know what? I told someone this the other day. Thank goodness there's such a majority of people like that, because there wouldn't be these deals for my clients and people who really do the hard work, the 5%ers who come in and say, we're going to do this and succeed. If everyone was doing it, there wouldn't be any deals. It wouldn't make sense. There wouldn't be any renters. So there's a reason for that, folks. The first thing you need to do is sit down with Ken Smith, Churchill Mortgage, and say, what are the loan options for my child and I to do this? Is an FHA loan appropriate, a 3.5% down? Has very high mortgage insurance, so I don't push that loan product that much. Would rather see you do a 3% down home ready, but there's income restrictions and credit restrictions. You can only make up to a certain amount and your credit has to be perfect. But remember with the FHA, 3.5% down, yes, but it's the life of the loan. It never falls off. You have to refinance to get it off rather than a 3% down home ready. Number one, it's less down payment, but it also has mortgage insurance that falls off. It's a conventional program. You can also look into CHAFA. Those are tough deals because they jack with the interest rate on the back end. Your closing costs are extremely high, right? So I would say if you're looking at this, the home ready might be your absolute best option. But you could also be looking at the St. Justin. We got the $80,000. Just the interest rates don't make sense. Well, okay, then you have the 20% down, or maybe it's 10% down. You definitely do a conventional then at that point, right? 20% down, you don't have any mortgage insurance. Remember, these are all tax write-offs. The mortgage insurances, you know, are because it's an investment property. So then you do your due diligence on the loan product here. You set your goal for how much you need to have financially. Maybe you don't have anything right now. And you're going, how much do we have to save with, you know, our kid every year to be ready in 2 years? How much do we have to save a month? Break it down. This is the type of loan we're going to do. That's how you prepare yourself, right? And then when you have the game plan sought out and you know where you're going financially and you have your goals set, that's when you give me a ring and we sit down and we say, financially, what do we have to play with here? And what makes sense as far as, you know, the asset class you're going to purchase? Is it a fourplex, which is very tough to, I told you, fourplex deals are extremely tough to find right now. And you have to be careful because they're overbuilding multifamily. But it may be you're saying, hey, you know, we're going to prep to do this. Our kid's like 15, 16 right now. We're going to prep to do this right out of college. And he's going to have, maybe he's on a sports team or a club, and he's going to have three roommates. We know what we can do some research here. What's rent for each room? We could get $600 a room. Okay, it's a 4-bedroom house. That means we're sitting at $1,800. The payment's going to be, you know, $2,300 down the road. You don't know, right? But then your son or daughter is also paying rent back to you, because they should. It's not free. Doesn't teach a lesson there. But then you have an asset that is producing money. Your son or daughter is renting for much less. You then are open up to the whole world of tax write-offs, right? And for the next 4 years, you're able to have this rental property performing out of the gates. And then You can easily go to a property manager. You can easily, you know, find someone to do the room rentals like they do at UCS, CCS. We personally don't do them. Lion Realty does for UCCS. There's people who specialize in this, and it can perform off a roommate situation, right? You know, and you're going, okay, roommate situation, we make $2,400, but we barely put any money into this property, right? And you have to be very careful what town you're doing it in, what market you're doing it in. You still need to buy middle to low, right? But the roommate situation can be killer. That's how a lot of these actually sober living and foster homes, they make a lot of money, is because they're charging out the kazoo for a sober living situation or a halfway house, somebody getting out of prison. And maybe you have a calling there of ministry. You're going, hey, like, this is something I want to do. I mean, it's been on my mind in the future, not now. I don't think the good Lord's opened up the door right now, but down the road, I'm going, yeah, some of these rental properties could turn them into foster homes, help children, you know, and financially it's not going to kill me. But it can also make a much larger impact overall, because there's such a need for foster homes here right within El Paso County, right? So if you say, Justin, that's not my cup of tea, I don't want to give back in that way, I don't want to get into college kids, I get that. So you have a child who's here right now working in the Springs, you have the 20% down, you get with your adult children and you say, here's the deal, let's start hunting for a house that's $350 or below. Because that's what you have to buy. You can't buy $350 or above. You buy a rancher with a basement, right? We do these deals all the time. These are the deals we are selling right now. And we split it up into a duplex. And they can, if your child really wants to be thrifty, they stay in the basement and they rent the upstairs for $2,000. Or they stay upstairs and rent the basement for $1,400. But folks, that's $3,400. If you're buying the deal under $350, even in today's current interest rate, you're going to cash flow $400 to $500. And you could literally plan this with your child, totally ethical, and say, hey, Charlie, this is what we're going to do. We're going to provide a 20% down. You're going to owner occupy. You're going to get us a great interest rate in return so they know what's going on. And in a year, legally and ethically, we're going to go do it again. And you're going to move into another house. And you're getting us a fantastic interest rate. We're going to give you much lower price in rent. And guess what? Down the road, you might have the opportunity to purchase these off us or inherit them. Who knows? Do you want to be part of the game plan? Well, I don't want to move every year. Okay, fine. Go rent from someone else. That's okay. But if you have someone who buys in and they go, yeah, mom, dad, yeah, I just need to move every year and we can help. Like within 3 years, you're telling me we can have what? 6 rental units? And we have how much in tax savings? $20,000 tax write-off a year and passive income of what? 500 property times 3 prop, $1,500 a month and about, you know, $1,500 worth of tax, $3,000 in our pockets. I just have to do this for 3 years. And you're telling me that possibly I could get in here and buy these out from you and it could be a tax strategy for you and a win-win for both of us? Well, that sounds like a great plan. That's how the conversation starts to happen. But you have to look at buying with your kids. I mean, you just got to explore it because it's lower down payment opportunity, much better interest rate, and it'll open up a plethora of options for you. I'm just telling you, it will change the trajectory of your kids' lives when it comes to finances and real estate. I can promise you that. If you have questions, because obviously this can get very specific down to each person, it's different, reach out to me, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Don't let your kids fall down the drain of, you know, the 26-year-old who's buying expensive handbags and fancy restaurants and saying, well, I want to live for the moment. You want to enjoy the moment, but at the same time, you want to prepare for the future and be diligent. Next week, we're going to be talking exit plans and how to avoid taxes if you're looking to sell a rental property. You may be saying, hey, I'm ready to exit. I've held properties 15, 20 years. Help me with an exit plan. I'll be here for you. Justin Hermes, 232-1063. Go out, change the world today. Bring joy to someone else's life. Use the gifts God has given you and have a fantastic week. See you next week.
The proceeding is a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. I'm on hip-hop, struck my screaming from the top of my lungs. I got